I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles cornerback Ja'Cory Shepherd, here to make this football team and make an impact in his rookie season. Ja'Cory, welcome to Philadelphia. What's your first impression of this NovaCare complex in the Philadelphia Eagles?
I love it. It's a great complex and great coaches. You can tell, you know, that player coaches around here, and I like that.
Would you compare it to day one in college?
No, I wouldn't compare it to day one in college. Day one in college is kind of a lot more teaching. Yeah, they do some teaching here, but, you know, we view it as professionals now, so that's how they take it.
And health-wise, I know you had the hamstring. Everything's good? You're all good to go? Good.
Today was my first day actually going out there and just going full out. And I felt good out there, and I feel good now.
How good is it just to feel like, you know, you've gone through all the pre-draft stuff and all the testing and all the questions and all the stress to actually go back and do what you love, and that's play football?
It feels real good. It's a great relief off the shoulders. You don't have to think about that stuff as far as where you're going to be, where you're going to end up. You can just go out there and do what you do. Like you said, play football, play the game I love, and show my talents.
And you were drafted on Saturday, so it's been a week here. What have you done during the week to prepare for this moment?
I'm still in school, so once I go back to school, I try to finish up some of my finals so I wouldn't have to stress with that, and then just continue to do the things that I was doing before then, which was working out some and just making sure that I'm in shape coming up here.
When is your graduation?
Next Sunday, May 17th.
Okay, so you're not going to miss any of the time here. You're not going to miss the organized team activities. You're not going to miss any time in the classroom.
No, sir. They're going to send me back so I can graduate, and then I'll be right back after that.
How excited are you to graduate? I mean, gosh, you got a lot going on in your mind here.
I'm very excited. It's kind of like a double whammy for me.
Yeah.
I got drafted in. I'm going to be able to graduate. So that was real big for me. I wanted to graduate. I wanted to finish before I did go off to play. So I'm excited about that.
How are you allowing yourself to kind of just live in the moment rather than just letting it all overwhelm you?
Not thinking about it too much. Taking it one day at a time, one snap at a time, and just going with it, enjoying the moment, and realizing not everybody gets to do what I'm doing.
That's right. Ja'Cory, now the Eagles want to play press. They want you to be physical at the line of scrimmage. Has that kind of been the message from Coach Unwin? You got to win at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, definitely. Win and press. That's definitely his motto and the motto that they go by in the DB room. And, you know, that's what I do. That's what I did since I've been playing corner was press. So to be able to make that transition, continue to do that, but to actually learn the proper way to press is actually going to benefit me.
Yeah, it's a lot of technique. It's not just the physical part of it. The game of football has changed over the years. You know, defensive guys aren't allowed to do the things that defensive guys were allowed to do 10 years ago. More challenging as you've gotten older throughout your football career to really be outstanding at the cornerback position?
Yeah, definitely. Especially with me, I've only been playing, I'm going on 3 years now, so I'm learning fast pace. And it was actually a few plays out there today where I kind of got a little handsy, some things that I could do in college, but I got to learn that I can't do at this level. So it's definitely a challenge, but I'm good at learning and going with the flow as I get more reps.
I always wonder when people are asked, and they're stars in college and they have the football in their hands, and when they're in high school and then they're asked in college to play defense, what their reaction is. What was it like for you when they asked you to move over to cornerback?
It was tough at first. I ain't going to say I was, you know, all in right away, but it was something that we needed as a team. We didn't have depth at the corner position, and they believed in me, so I took it upon myself. I knew I could do it. It was just getting that defensive mentality, and that's not something that I had at the time because I've always played offense my whole life, and once I got the mentality, I was fine.
Is there an idea that, hey, I could be a star if I had the hands, the football in my hands all the time? When they tell you that you say, I'm not sure. I think I could still be better on the offensive side of the ball.
It is. You do feel that way, but for me, it wasn't that case. It wasn't like I wasn't a good receiver or they didn't think I could do it. It's just we needed help, and I was the only one that they felt was athletic and smart enough to make the transition during the season. So that's why they asked me. If it didn't work, then I would just go back to running ones and twos with the receivers. So, I mean, I took it upon myself to take the challenge. I like to take challenges, so that's why I went with it.
Ja'Cory, has anybody in your life been there to kind of tell you what it would be like if you were drafted or selected to play in the NFL, the pressure, how to deal with all that stuff? Do you have mentors along the way that you're kind of going to rely on here as a rookie?
Not really as far as close to me and my family, but previous corners from University of Kansas, Aqib Talib and Chris Harris, they kind of helped me, and they told me that they'll be there for me if I got a question about the process going forward. But, I mean, my parents, and you know, they tell me as far as how the family issue is going to work, as far as being in the NFL, how the family will come at me. But I mean, I'm pretty smart, and you know, they raised me pretty well, so I'm not too worried about that stuff.
And Chris Harris, Denver Broncos, played for Coach Unlin in Denver, made the Pro Bowl last year, so make sure you make that phone call.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And we wish you the best of luck.
Thank
you so much. We appreciate you joining us here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.